Hello, I'm Ryan Bax.
And I'm Lisa Tu Huang. We are undergraduate researchers from Whitworth University working in the developmental biology lab of Dr. Aaron Pesky. And thank you for viewing our poster. We are presenting our research of a global gene expression analysis in the absence of a non-receptor tyrosine kinase during post-embryonic development.
We study the gene and protein Freq1 in C. elegans, which is a homolog of the human gene ferrokinase. We study Freq1 because it gives us more knowledge on normal cell function and embryological development, as well as that ferrokinase has been implicated in multiple tumor types, so studying its function can also give us more insight into tumor development. Freq1 in C. elegans regulates the asymmetric division of hypodermal stem cell-like cells called SEAM cells during development through the Wnt pathway. In a worm strain of a genetic knockout of Freq1, the asymmetric divisions of the SEAM cells is lost, and symmetric divisions take place, leading to an overproliferation of SEAM cells, which can be seen in A of figure 1. B of figure 1 shows an image of a worm strain with a Freq1 GFP construct inserted into the genome using CRISPR technology, which shows normal Freq1 promoter activity in the SEAM cells indicated by the red arrows. Figure 2 shows the RNA sequencing process that we did in order to quantitatively measure global gene expression levels in wild-type and Freq1 knockout worms. The analysis of all the data was done by the Kent Jones Research Group in the Computer Science Department at Whitworth University, who created the chart in Figure 3. This chart shows the change in expression levels of each gene analyzed in the Freq1 knockout worms compared to the wild-type worms. Red signifies a twofold or more increase in the gene expression, and blue signifies a twofold or more decrease in expression.
Using the genes that show large changes in expression, clusters were identified by gene function. Three of these clusters are growth regulation, cuticle development, and collagen metabolism, as shown in figure 4. These three functions are critical to proper development and are observed to be phenotypically different in Freq1 mutants. Figure 5 shows a heat map of genes in the intersection of the clusters above, which show large differences in expression from mutant to wild-type worms. After the data from the RNA sequencing experiments were analyzed, we did an in vivo validation of the results using quantitative PCR with newly isolated mRNA. All genes that were downregulated in the RNA sequencing experiment showed much lower expression levels in the qPCR experiment, while the control gene, GAPDH, remained at normal levels. Targeting transcription factor genes seem to be affected by the loss of Freq1. RNA interference, or RNAi experiments, were then conducted to look for regulation of Freq1 expression using the Freq1 GFP worm strain. RNAi functionally knocks down the target gene without removing it from the genome, which allows us to conduct many different experiments, all using the Freq1 GFP worm strain. We found that when the transcription factors EFL1 and TBX35 are knocked down, Freq1 expressions patterns change, indicating that those genes are regulators of Freq1 expression.
To conclude, the absence of Freq1 affects the expression of many genes that are important for larval progression, which ultimately leads to early larval arrest. In the future, we will continue to perform more RNAi experiments to test if more of the genes affected by the loss of Freq1 in turn regulate Freq1 expression. We want to thank the NSF and the Murdoch Trust for funding, and Dr. Aaron Pesky, our research mentor. Thank you.